What's up, guys? This is Nets Man Up. I'm here joining with...
Yo, bro, it's Jaden, and we are waiting on Luke, but he will be here shortly.
So do you want to talk about the Nets?
Oh, that's only really... Oh, yeah, they've been slipping right now. I mean, they've come close in a couple games, but a victory always seems to come, you know, they always seem to come just short of victory. And at this point of the season, typically teams wouldn't be looking for moral victories, but for a team like the Nets that are depleted and that it's really not about this year, you know, you'll at least take it.
Yeah, certainly. When you look at the last couple games, I'm looking at the Magic games, the Wizards games, the Hawks games, and the Heat games more specifically. Heat game, I don't know what Dwayne was doing. Hawks game, we just decided to show up and not play defense, which is something that we have been good at least average to maybe good at this season. Wizards was just a very nail-biter game, you know, like certain stuff went their way that we could have, like maybe one thing could have went our way and we could have won that game. And for the Magic game, man, we were up by so much. It's just typical Brooklyn Nets. We just choke a lead and we never really, you know, gain a hold.
Yeah, it's been a lot of lead blowing, crucial mistakes in crunch time, you know, a lot of stuff that was similar to last year, where they just kind of, you could tell that they're a team that can beat bad teams. They're mediocre. That's like really all it is. It's a mediocre team, you know, but unlike last year, we do also have Kyrie and Kevin Durant coming back. So that's obviously a plus.
Yeah. Like last year, I mean, we were always there, but you're never, like, going to contend for a championship. We had a lot of core guys that played hard. You had guys like role players like Damari Carroll and all those stuff. And when you have Kyrie and KD injured, you're just back at square one for this season, essentially. Just, like, a mediocre team that's going to either finish in 7th or 8th seed and probably, like, lose in the first round, miracle.
Yeah, then, and certain Nets aren't having a bad season. There are players who are very impactful, I think. I think that one of them that's kind of goes under the radar is Jared Allen, who is having the season he had last year, but more efficient in terms of finishing layups, just less efficient from the free throw line.
I hope he could turn to like a more of a Rudy Gobert type player.
Yeah, he just needs to be more.
If you think Jared Allen's going to be Rudy Gobert, that's
no.
Great. I don't think so, but I think he can be that.
I think that he can be that type of player. He has potential to be.
I mean, he's very good defensive shot. He develops his offensive game, which we've seen Rudy Gobert do over these last couple seasons.
Yeah, I don't think he'll ever reach that level.
An elite rim protector. If he really wants to go for it and get stronger, you could see that.
I'm kind of disappointed by Joe Harris this season, to be honest.
Why?
I'm not. Joe Harris?
I feel like we got spoiled by him last year with how good he was. But I feel like some of the shots he misses, he would normally make.
This season, you go first.
Yeah, you could say that, but look, Joe Harris, he's not gonna develop. This is his peak, essentially. He's 27 years old, right? And he's in his prime, and that's just what you're gonna get out of him. I mean, it was a great story for him to even be in the league and be in a starting role on the playoff team. When you look at his past years, this year, you know, it just is on par from last year, so I don't think he's going to get better or worse for these next couple years at least.
If you look at his percentages last year, they're better. But if you look at his attempts, and if you just take into the context what's happened this season, there's been a lot. The offense has been definitely worse. He's had way more pressure on him than he did last year. Joe Harris is the type of player that you need players around to help him create his shot because he can't create his own. And this season, he hasn't really had that. Dinwiddie has helped, but Dinwiddie alone isn't going to,
I feel like he's taken more of a
do that for
stride
you.
in trying to create his own shot. He's one of the best driving finishers in the NBA. You
Oh yeah, he's
just.
shooting like 53% from like two,
No, yeah, also
which
that, but
he's
I'm
a
just talking about like
small
overall
forward. He
driving to
technically
the
plays
rim
small forward.
because.
He's more like a t yeah, he's technically a small forward. He's more like a shooting guard. He's
Yeah.
like shooting guard height. He's shooting 52, 53% from two. That's pretty good
I
for
think
someone who's a role player.
you like him you from all like 3 and 3 point shooters, I think you would like them to maybe go into more of a driving role sometimes because they all expect you to just shoot the three ball, but you can maybe hezzy them and you can just fake a three and then go into a drive and get easy layup.
I'm not as concerned though about this season as everyone else because
Me neither. I gave up on the season already.
I didn't give up. I haven't been watching because I've been real busy, but I know we're probably going to make the playoffs because the Wizards won't catch up to us, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think that's really possible. I don't think it's really
It's
possible. It's
getting closer.
possible. Is
It's
it gonna happen? No.
fine either way. Like, I'll take the extra pick that we would use in a trade, or I'll take playoff experience. Either way, I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah,
Yeah,
if you look at the.
As we're recording this, the Wizards are 4 games behind us. So if we keep going on this slump, you could
Can
see.
we, Can we talk for a second about how bad the East is?
It's very
Just
bad. It's
horrible.
so bad.
The four seed in the Eastern Conference right now is the Heat. They have 39 wins at this point in the season. That's actually, yeah, that's a bad example because they're pretty
That's
good. But
not,
then,
that's, no, the
that's a
East
bad
isn't
example.
terrible outside of 7th and 8th seeds.
Oh, yeah, no, it's just they're only like,
Because the.
there are only six real playoff teams. If you look at everything else, it just falls apart.
Yeah, the
Magic and
cl
Nets. And not be playoff teams in the West.
yeah, they will, yeah. They would be like the 10th seed slash the 11th seed.
I think actually the Nets have 26 wins right now. That's exactly the same as the Kings and Pelicans, who are the 10th and 11th
Yeah,
seeds.
who do you guys see sliding into that 8th spot in the West?
Luke, you want to go first?
You can go. Well, I think of my answer.
I've already got it. I think that team that can slide in there is the Portland Trail Blazers. They're in a pretty cold stretch right now.
Arrow is
They've
a sneaky
lost
good playoff team.
a couple games, but yeah, they've got some incredible talent between Lillard and McCollum. Obviously, the thing this season is that they have been completely decimated by injury. Just by like number of players that are out, they probably have the most. They're playing Gary Trent Jr. and like Wenyen Gabriel in
Caleb
important
Swanigan.
games, Caleb Swanigan in games that like really matter. But they have a pretty easy stretch coming up. They play the Wizards, the Suns twice, and the Kings in their next four games. And Dame is, according to him, coming back soon. So they can definitely, if they get hot, they can easily make the playoffs. And they can easily see that experience leading them in over Memphis.
Now look. I'm saying the Blazers too, but Part of me thinks they probably shouldn't make the playoffs and hold out for a lottery pick so they could maybe use that as a trade leverage to maybe get a third star. Because at this point, I do not see Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum winning the Portland Trailblazers a championship at this current moment in the NBA. And
I agree.
if they could draft a good player, or they could, as I said, you said it's trade leverage, you could also probably a close second would also be the Pelicans with Zion Williamson's integrating himself into the Pelicans starting lineup and playing phenomenally. And they just have a lot of good young pieces of veteran Jrue Holiday that could really carry the Pelicans in that, playoff experience, and he's also a very good player. So the Blazers are my pick, but no.
In term, are we talking about teams to make the playoffs, right? Or no?
Just
Yeah.
signing to the eighth seed for the West.
In the West.
I think the Thunder are going to be a very threatening team come playoff time. Because they have SGA, who I think could win most improved. They have Dennis Schroeder, who's a really good six man. They have Chris Paul, who can lead a team. They got Steven Adams, who's a really good center. So they have all the pieces, but the problem with them is, other than Paul and Adams, they're a very inexperienced team. So see how they do, but I feel like they could be a round one upset winner or something along those like Portland was last year against OKC.
I definitely agree, but who do you think is going to make the eighth seed in the West?
I think they might be in the eight seed. I think it's either going to be them or the Pelicans, because
The Thunder actually are comfortably
the
in the
Thunder,
playoffs.
yeah, the Thunder are actually
What seed are they now?
yeah, they're on pace to be a better team than they were last year with a
The
37 and 23 record.
37-23 record. Yeah.
I
Right now, they're currently
still,
the sixth seed.
I don't.
The teams that are contending, if I could just tell you for that eighth seed, you got Memphis, you got Portland, you have. It's mainly between Memphis and Portland, but the Pelicans and the Kings both have the same amount of
I think the
wins.
Pelicans make it because they're on the surge right now with Zion. And I think Memphis is starting to cool down a little bit. Portland's always going to be there, and I don't think the Kings have a shot. The
Yeah, I just
Grizzlies
brought up
have
the
one of the
Kings for
more
the
difficult schedules for the remainder of the season, so that's going to be a
And a
killer.
couple of the yeah, and a couple of the crucial players just got hurt.
Yeah, I think they have like one or
So
two players that are out with injuries.
Jaren Jackson Jr. is out, and he's their second best player. It's gonna be huge for them to overcome that. But I mean, right now they have 3 games up on the Trailblazers. Maybe they can pull it off. Who
Yeah,
knows?
Memphis are going to be a powerhouse for years to come. This is only the beginning. Them making the eighth seed with this team is absolute, well, even in playoff contention, is absolutely incredible. And now,
Yeah.
maybe if they don't make the playoffs, they can add a lottery pick or maybe make a trade. I mean, that's just huge. Maybe, they could. A disgruntled star wants a trade, and they attach some of their younger assets and trade that guy to Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, Memphis isn't like a big market. It's freaking Memphis, Tennessee. But I mean, just looking at the young core and the championships they could possibly win there, that's way too enticing.
Yeah, especially for some players, winning is everything. Another thing that I think we should talk about before I guess we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode. According to Bleacher Report, a bunch of other sources, I'm just pulling this up on Bleacher Report, it's taking a minute. Nets Kyrie Irving undergoes season-ending surgery for shoulder injury. It happened today.
Thank God it was at least he. I'm just happy he. It went fine and it worked.
Yep. It was reported that it went fine. He's going to be fine going forward. I've watched a couple videos about it. He should reportedly be fine recovering from it once the source of the impingement is removed, unless he re-injures that same shoulder. It's no longer going to bother him.
I'm just glad to see Kyrie.
No, knock on wood.
Do you guys think they should be playing in the Olympics?
No.
I'm personally fine with
if
it.
If KD is ready, if Kyrie is ready, why not, man? Because, look, I don't want them to be
crap. It would
crap.
Serve as rehab games.
Because I don't want them to be, like, rusty in this season. I want them to play, but I wouldn't advise them to start the game. Maybe get, like, integrate yourself into the lineup. You know what I'm saying? Like, slowly work your way into, like, the lineup. Because, you know, actually, I don't know if Kyrie's going to start, but, you know, like, KD, if he was in full health, he might. Start. What?
I would rather them.
No, because they got Stephen Curry.
They have Steph Curry. They're going to have Damian Lillard.
And I don't think they want Kyrie at the two.
LeBron James, James Harden, just naming off all the players.
Yeah, James, Kyrie's not starting
in America. He's not starting over James Harden. He's not starting over, if they're going to play LeBron at the guard position, they're not playing him there. He's not starting over Dame, you know?
So
I think I wouldn't want either playing. The NBA is already so talented that, you know, you don't need everybody to go to the Olympics. You can just have a handful of your stars go to the Olympics, and they'll still probably win it.
Well, look what happened last year.
Look,
that was also, you know, something that, complete. That was
that
different.
Was just stars really literally not FIFA. Wanting to go. And plus, I would want KD to play like 15 minutes. Because, look, an Achilles injury is, it takes time playing. You know, once you're on there on the court, you know, the court's completely different. You're actually in a game-life setting. You have to gain match fitness. So I would like to see KD maybe playing like 15 minutes off the bench. So he
That's
can get
the preseason
so he can get warmed up for the season. That's a good point, but I mean, like, it's the Olympics is different, and you never know if it's gonna be the last time for you, like, playing for your country, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, a lot of things can happen in 4 years' time. I think that's the time span.
Yeah. So, I guess now to get into kind of the main part of this video, I guess. We're at the point of the season where most of the playoff spots are solid. One team's already clinched. The Bucks have already clinched the playoffs,
which
is crazy to
ridiculous.
Me.
Ridiculous.
They still don't have double-digit wins. And just to put this into perspective, right now the Bucks have 9 losses, which at this point of the season is the same as the Warriors did at the end of their season when they went 73-9. So as impressive of a season as the Bucks are having, that just puts into perspective how, like, ridiculous of a feat it is to even get to – this point without having double digit losses. Like, it's crazy.
I hate how the Lakers get all the attention. And then the Bleacher Reporter ESPN was saying no one's paying attention to the Bucks. And it's like, I wonder
why you control the media.
Fan knows is
no, that's just Bleacher now. Report being stupid. It's that's not so you bad. Don't even get mad because that's what they do every day.
It's not mad, but it's annoying when media outlets talk about how people are ignoring the Bucks and all these lower market teams. They're not
the,
they're the people who control the news. It's so stupid.
McCollum dropped 41 against the Magic and he doesn't get mentioned.
Yeah,
like
Alex Caruso dunks the ball.
Whoa, Kyle Kuzma black hair. Kyle Kuzma, like, he's freaking average at best.
All right, so I guess as of right now, I'm going to go through. I don't spend too long on any one team. You know, obviously, if we want to go in depth on a certain team, we go in depth on it. But I'm going to read the teams that are currently in the playoffs right now. You know, this could change. Certain teams could sneak in. Certain teams could fall out. Standings could change. Tomorrow, LeBron James could go out, season-ending injury. You know, obviously that changes everything. But just kind of naming the teams, what do you think their chances of winning? Like, are they contenders or
Every
not?
team, but
Or are they
or just the
just
playoff teams.
Just the playoff teams? Like, we don't need, I don't need to bring up the Cavs or the Hawks. They're not winning, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So, we're gonna start with the East. 8 seed Nets. Do they have a chance? No.
Don't think so.
We all agree no.
No.
Yeah.
Part of me wants, I mean, there's a 5% chance. 5%.
I'd say it's less than that.
Nah, man.
They have a lot.
Don't sleep on
they have
them
a non zero. I will give them credit. They do have a non zero chance of winning the championship.
Nah, bro. They. Bro, 5%.
John and Musa.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Musa plugging into that line, bro. They've been resting him all season for this moment. It's like they're just gonna, they were resting him. They're just playing in the G League, you know, just get warmed up, bro. Yo, in the playoffs, he's going to be another animal. I'm telling you.
Playoff,
bro,
playoff
instead
Musa.
Of breaking shots in the three-point line, bro, he's going to be like, bro, he's gonna be like shooting brick. Like, bro, he's gonna be insane.
He's shooting bricks in the. Okay.
I don't know how it's going with that, but you know what I'm saying? Like, Musa's
so,
a go.
The 7th seed are the Orlando Magic. They got
I've left
advanced.
A shot in the Nets.
I agree.
They have what? More or less, you said?
Less.
This one?
I would quickly like to bring up that the Magic's. Slated the team that they're currently slated to play are the Raptors as well, which I think just lessens their chance from.
Well, obviously, if you're a 7th seed, you're going to play a top competition.
I know, but last year they played the Raptors and they got like exposed.
No, the first
except
game,
DJ
the first
DJ
game,
Augustine went off.
The first game was insane, but they sure got mollywopped in the next four. 76ers.
Yep, 76ers are the next team up.
I don't think they have too much of a shot, just because I don't. They can't stay healthy.
No, it's not. They can't stay healthy. It's the fit. It's so bad. I've been calling it since the first episode of this damn podcast. The 76ers made one of the worst signings in NBA history. Bring over Al Horford to a long-term contract. A 34-year-old who's known for his defensive presence, but is declining like every other old player in the NBA.
Every other 34-year-old NBA player.
They want him to shoot, but he can't shoot. Al Horford's a good player, but he's getting exposed in this 76ers team because they're not playing him in the role that he's comfortable. He's known for being a traditional center that, you know, passes the ball, you know, does that posts up. And shoot a couple of jumpers, but no, they want to freaking post up on the 3-point line like he's some catch and shoot player.
Post up at the 3-point line.
Yes.
Yeah. They're currently slated to play the Boston Celtics, which I think if the Sixers are fully healthy, could definitely be
yeah.
an interesting
They could
series.
Definitely beat them.
But I'm very high on the Celtics. I just think, as we're gonna find out later, I just think that if fully healthy, the Sixers match up really nice against them.
Oh, if fully healthy, they do, but I don't think they can stay fully healthy.
That's what I was going to say. Both Embiid and Simmons just got hurt. You know? There's a solid possibility one or the other might miss the playoffs.
I think Embiid
or at least
more
miss
the
first
concern.
Couple rounds.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're gonna rest them. If the seedings are set in stone, they're just gonna rest all their
yeah.
players, honestly.
Like, I don't know how confirmed Simmons or Embiid for the playoffs is right now. I don't really know if that's even gonna be a thing this year. And maybe missing the first round is all it's gonna take for this team to get out. I'd also
yeah.
like to mention that they have a 9-22 away record.
That's appalling.
Which is awful for a team that is the 6th seed. They're going to have to play majority of their games in a 7-game series away, and they have a terrible away record.
But I do think this is the first team that I really do think might have a chance. You know, Simmons and Embiid is a great duo. Yeah. Yeah, but it's the first that has a real chance. Tobias Harris is good. Josh Richardson is a pretty good player. Horford has playoff experience. Shake Milton has been going crazy. I don't think he'll be anything for them, at least this season. But he's at least shown potential for the future.
I feel like the 76ers are going to be a dumpster fire in about a year or so. I think they might have a good playoff run, maybe get close. But you look at the contract that they give Tobias Harris. Sure, he's like a borderline all-star, but he's not awful defensively, and they're giving him like 30 something million, and they're giving like, I think they're giving him like 40 million is the last year of his contract, and he's like 20 years old, right? And they got him beat in Simmons, and he's a decent shooter, and Simmons is an exception. He's just trash. I mean, Josh Richardson's decent, but that's about it.
Yeah.
And Al Horford, I mean, I've said what I said about him.
What are your thoughts on good old-fashioned Sixers?
I think the Sixers are a second round exit just because they really are not great in terms of, you know, like the health, like we mentioned. But that's, I don't even think that's all of it. Like, they just very much struggle when Embiid is out or basically when everyone's out, well, that's one of the big time guys, they struggle. I don't think either they can have a healthy tandem for the whole season.
I think when Embiid's out, I don't think they suffer as bad as like another team when their best player's out.
They're used to playing without.
Not even that. I'm talking about like because you put Al Horford at that center position. You play Tobias Harris at that
four.
Yeah. And then you got like maybe like a Glenn Robinson, Alec Burks, whatever.
Yeah.
You got that guy, then Josh Richardson and Ben Simmons. That's not a bad lineup for spacing. You don't need Al Horford shooting 33s a game, so
yeah.
I mean that's not even a bad lineup to be honest with Embiid.
Yeah. Next up, fifth seed, Indiana Pacers. The 76ers and Pacers have the same amount of wins, so this can flip-flop. What do you think the Pacers' chances are?
I think it's about the same as the Sixers. Just, I love the Pacers, but I think they're that one-piece-away team.
Yeah. I don't see them. I think they have a less chance, even if they're a higher seed.
Yeah, you go.
I don't see them having enough really names. Sure, they have Victor Oladipo, but he's an all-star to borderline all. He's a certified all-star, right? But then you look down, you got Sabonis, right? He's good. He's really good. He's a really good player. Really good player. You know what I'm saying? Brogdon, he hasn't been. I don't think he's been doing well. He wasn't good like the games that I watched him at least. So we'll see if that carries into like these next couple weeks. But they're just like a very, very decent, good team. That, as Luke said, one piece away.
I think that Pacers are not the only team that's one piece away. There's definitely a couple others that come to mind that we'll get into later. But the Pacers have just such a solid core. You know, that's the best way I can describe it. Yeah. They're solid. I think that they have a little bit less of a chance to contend than the Sixers. But to me,
they definitely still have a chance to make the Eastern Conference Finals if everything goes their way. They have Oladipo. If Oladipo can return to that level of play, they'll be fine. And then, you know, you've got a solid supporting cast between Brogdon, Sabonis, Turner, TJ Warren, Aaron Holiday. They're an all right team. You know, I don't know how good they are, but they're definitely a dangerous matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The four, unless anybody else wants us to talk about the Pacers,
nah,
for a long time,
not really much to talk about. With
them. I mean, if they, if Miles Turner gets better, like if he like develops and he's just like a better player, I think they have a better chance. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I agree. If he took more of an offensive role, but his defense is insane.
Yeah.
Next, moving on to the four seeded. Miami Heat. What chance does this team have? Where do you play?
I think they have a good amount. I think they have a pretty good amount because if they can get it back together, because they were starting to like fall apart a little bit, I feel like they can pull it off very easily. Because they have the talent. It's just whether the talent has enough experience.
Yeah. I see the same exact chance as the Pacers, all those teams, just because, as Luke said, they lack the name power. They have, like, Tyler Hero, who's, like, a rookie. And
Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, but, look, playoff situations are different from regular season. You see that they beat the Bucks the other night, right? Last night. But they... In the playoffs, it's a whole different beast. I mean, defenses get tighter, everything just like locks in, and I don't know if they could really put the pieces together. I don't think they're a first rounder, to definitely. I mean, they're kind of up in the air for me.
Yeah, the Heat, I could see them being maybe a first round exit because they do play the Pacers. That's going to be a phenomenal series, by the way, but. So to me the problem with them is just going to be the lack of experience, you know. Yeah. Jimmy Butler has playoff experience. Goran Dragic has playoff experience and is pretty clutch, but that's really and so does Kelly Olynyk. I forgot about him, but that's really about it, you know. After that, Duncan Robinson, Kendrick Nunn, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo. Bam technically has playoff experience.
Bam has,
but
I think he had.
He technically has playoff experience, but like not really.
I mean, you can
Whiteside.
He doesn't have what the casual fan would call playoff experience. To me, isn't you played in a playoff game? It's you've played significant minutes in playoff series.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have been there before and understand what it takes to win and understand why you've lost in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know if Bam Adebayo has truly gotten the playoff experience, but if he hasn't, he's getting it this year.
I believe,
you know, to me,
Bam Adebayo might have gone like equal minutes with Whiteside because at that time, I don't think Whiteside was doing that good in those like the last part of the season.
Yeah, but. Even then, he typically wasn't on Embiid. But to me, the Heat are – we don't. I know we talked about it a bit with the Pacers, but to me, the Heat really are that team that is just one piece away. They are truly just one superstar away from being like a 60-win team. They're that good.
Giannis?
Just a supporting cast. Giannis to the Heat would be the end of the league. They would go 75 and like 7.
I don't know, because Butler seems to play very well when he's the best player on the team. And struggle otherwise.
I mean, like, he still gets his 20 points. Like, he doesn't shoot the ball well, but, like, Butler is just that fundamental guy who's going to get you, like, 15 or he can have those games where he drops, like, 30-something. Like, we've seen that before. Like, he's a clutch player.
Yeah, he is a clutch player. Now, I feel like we can get into the We can get into the actual real contending teams, in my opinion. 3 seed Boston Celtics. What are your thoughts on this team?
I think they're too young.
I think they'll
make the Eastern Conference Finals and lose.
Wait.
And then they'll be a finals threat next year.
Wait, what do you mean they're too young? Like, which players?
I don't feel they have enough playoff experience going deep. Like, you got Tatum, obviously, and you got all them. But Kemba really doesn't have playoff experience.
I don't know if he does, but, like, he's 29. He's, like, kind of a vet. Like, it doesn't really matter if you don't have playoff experience.
But the playoffs are a different beast.
Yeah, but Kemba's going to produce, like, man, like, he's...
No, yeah, I'm not saying he's not going to have talent. But yeah. I just don't know if they're this year.
I could see them making a deep run. I think they need to add a center, but I don't know about the too young part. They got good vets. I mean, they got Gordon Hayward, you know, they got some good players. I mean, look, Jason Tatum's young, but like, and Jaylen Brown, but they both have playoff experience. I mean, last year and this year, Jason Tatum, like, dunked on LeBron James. Like, he was in the Game 7 in the Eastern Conference Finals in his rookie year. He had a decent run with the Celtics last year when they beat the Pacers in 4 games, and then he played the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks are the Bucks, so I don't know. They're good. They're a good team.
To me, the Celtics have the second best chance to come out of the East. I really do think that this team has playoff experience. Brown and Tatum know how to take over a series. Last season, if people are going to bring up last season was really just too many players in one situation. But they got rid of a lot of guys who need to take a lot of shots. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why Tatum's been so good, because it's no longer been about, okay, I need to – yes and no. It's no longer been, I need to get X amount of shots. Last season with the Celtics, it felt more like they were trying to get each player a certain number of shots, you know? Whereas this year, it feels like they're trying to get the open shot, the good shot, giving players their touches, letting them go to work instead of competing for touches. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
And I think that although Kemba Walker may not have playoff experience, he has experience in high-pressure situations. I believe he pulled off the NCAA upset, right? Was it his team that won?
Yeah, it was UConn who won, right?
Yeah. Gordon Hayward has also been to the NCAA finals, although Butler lost. But they've both been in high-pressure situations. Hayward has made the playoffs before. They both know what it is to make it that far. They both know what it is to be in high-pressure situations. And as Cantor went to the conference finals last year, you know, this team has playoff experience. The biggest concern for me is the depth and the fact that they don't really have a dominant inside presence. I think that some teams are just going to steamroll over them without any chance. Just because of size, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they're definitely a high chance team to win.
Raptors now?
Yes, sir. Raptors are the second seed.
They have 42 wins. They're a tough team.
Yeah.
To lay that nail down.
I mean,
I really don't think anyone in the East can beat the Bucks, but I think the Raptors might be best built for it.
Yep.
I don't think they will, but...
Yeah, I mean, I just like what Nick Nurse has been doing this year. Again, getting unknown players like the likes of Terrence Davis and stuff. I mean, he's just been doing a nice job with the group he's been given. So, he's one of the good candidates for Coach of the Year, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's really maximized this team, especially he's had some injuries. I mean, Marc Gasol has been out for so long. I think it's more of a, you know, you're not, Marc Gasol, look, you're not good. Like, you're not as good as you used to be in Memphis and stuff. But, like, once he's in the playoffs, man, like, that's what they have him for. You know what I'm saying? Like,
He could produce. He could play good defense. So that's what all they want from him. So they're just a good, really good team.
Hello?
Hey. No, Raptors. Want to give your take?
I did. I just don't. It's very iffy. My guess would be, I think they can take the Bucks to game 5, game 6.
Yeah, so I can see that.
Further than that.
I think that the Raptors could do it. I just don't know if they have the talent. Like, they have the depth. They have the experience. They have the confidence. I don't know if they have the top-level talent to pull that off right now. At least this year.
This is going to be a very interesting summer for them because they have a lot of expiring contracts. And I want to see what they're going to do surrounding Siakam because you got Lowry that's aging and you got
veterans. Yeah. He's got that extension. I'm concerned with Fred VanVleet. Serge Ibaka could leave. Hopefully he comes to Brooklyn.
Oh, my God, bro.
But they have some decisions to make come off season.
So let's go to the very obvious, my
top
opinion,
dog.
No doubt. I think they're NBA champions.
The Bucks?
Yes.
This is going to be, I think, in my opinion, this is easily the favorite to come out of the East. You know, other teams are well built, but to me, the Bucks.
They are coming out of the East. They are coming out of the East. I mean, if they don't, it's a complete choke. I mean, there's nothing to say about this team. They have surrounded. Like, look, they let go of Malcolm Brogdon.
I wouldn't say complete choke because I think it really depends on how healthy they are come playoff time. But if they're fully healthy and they lose in the
playoffs,
they're
gonna get 70 wins this season.
Then yes, that's a choke.
At this point, if they don't make the finals this year, Giannis needs to leave because he will never win a championship with the Bucks if they don't make the finals this year. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
This is by far his best chance to win a chip for the foreseeable future. Middleton is having an incredible season.
Lopez twins.
Yep. And barring a historic collapse like last year where the shooters on the team just kind of turned to crap against the Raptors, Eric Bledsoe shot 17%.
No, Eric Bledsoe's not a shooter. He's never been one, really.
He's not a shooter, but he's always been able to hit the shot.
I mean,
you know, if you leave him open,
he was crap against the Raptors.
17%.
He was dog shit against the Raptors.
Yep. Yeah. So that's cool.
We do the West?
Yeah, we got to do the West. Let's try to speed this up because we spent a lot of time in the East.
Which makes that's fair, though. We're a Nets podcast. So.
We are an East favored team. That doesn't make sense. We do talk about the East because we have to. We know more about them too because we see them more.
Yeah.
The 8th seed in the West. Memphis Grizzlies.
No shot.
Yeah.
They're gonna be a very good team for years to come, but they're too young. I don't know if they're gonna hold that spot. That's just to be determined, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was the next team? The Mavericks, I think.
Yeah, I think we're all in total agreement there. Mavericks, I think that this team is one piece away.
Yeah, you can go.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my thoughts on the Mavericks brief because it doesn't go that deep. I think that they're one piece and some playoffs experience away from being a true contender. Luka Doncic is insane. Kristaps Porzingis hasn't really been himself this year, and they're still a 37-win team. You know, that's crazy. Combined with Luka's development, this team is going to be scary 2-3 years from now.
Yeah, I think
Kristaps, they're scary because Luka by himself.
Yeah, one man show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I think Kristaps has been doing well these last couple games. I think you're gonna expect him to be Kristaps next season. You know what I'm saying? He's gonna give you those numbers. Yeah, as you said, one piece away. They have a bunch of good role players around Luka and Kristaps. I'd like to see if they flip those good role players into a potential star/superstar.
Yep.
Pretty much.
All right. Number 6. The Oklahoma City Thunder, led by Chris Paul.
Like I said before, I think they're very much a first round, maybe even second round upset candidate, but I don't see them being a finals candidate.
Yeah, because they play the Nuggets, and I don't even know about the Nuggets.
Actually, they play the Clippers, which is like even worse.
Wait, really? Oh, yeah.
We'll get to it, but the Nuggets are like one of the most underrated teams in the NBA.
Yeah, they should probably tank to get the 7th seed. I'm not even gonna lie.
We will all get our turn to praise the Nuggets and the Clippers and the Lakers, and then talk about Rockets and Jets. Thunder to me, the times just didn't fit right. Especially for this season, Chris Paul is still really good, but he's coming out of his prime. Like this is probably his last prime year, and it's not even really as on the same level as New Orleans. Chris Paul, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is starting to blossom. Steven Adams is in his prime.
Yep.
Danilo Gallinari is in his prime, but he's always hurt. I think he's hurt right now. He might not be, but he definitely has already missed time this season. You know, it's just, and despite that, they've still been a really good team, even with playing guys like Abdel Nader significant minutes, you know?
Yep.
Definitely impressive.
What's next team?
Jazz.
Oh,
Utah Jazz.
They're a tough one. They made that big trade to go for Mike Conley. Had not worked out.
It didn't work out, but you also can't really blame them.
Yeah, you can't fault them for being ambitious.
That was the right move. You still make that trade.
Because the whole time Mike Conley was in Utah, the whole impetus around and the narrative around him was, when he makes it to a playoff team, he will be very good. And I don't think that's completely wrong. I just think he was put on the worst team for him in terms of fit, if that makes sense.
Are you talking about just like shots overall?
Just the team makeup. Like, if you put him on a team like the Nuggets, I think he works a lot better.
I think that Mike Conley's struggles have mainly been him attempting to adjust to a team where he is no longer the focal point of the offense, coming off a team that basically has zero last season, that basically had zero additional offense other than him. Recently he's been scoring a lot more. In his last, how many games is this? 9 games. He's only had one game where he didn't score double digits. He's been scoring 13. His last 9 games, 22 points, 21 points, 18 points, 20 points, 13 points, and he had 8, and then he had 15, 16, 15 again. So he's definitely capable of getting shots, and I think in the playoffs he's going to get more. Because I think in the playoffs when the rotations shorten, and they need a clutch bucket, they're going to start going to Mike a bit more.
And he's definitely accepting that player option.
Oh, yeah. There's no way he's not. He's going to
which means Mike Conley gets to join the loaded 2021 free agency draft, free agency class.
I don't know, he's not going to get paid any money.
No, he'll get like a multi-year contract. Some team will offer him.
He'll get a contract because
Magic will offer him some type of contract.
They would be a type of team to offer.
Well, here's why he's going to get money. Because this free agency class is so weak. It's going to be like that 2016 free agency class on the cap.
Lost that in 2021.
Plus 2021, I think, is when the cap goes up. No, like, my point is, like, you can compare it to that in that. That free agency class had Kevin Durant and a couple others. But it had a few superstars. But it was similar to this one in that a lot of mediocre players are going to get paid superstar money because teams are going to have tons of cap space and tell themselves, we have to fill this even if they don't.
Do you think the Knicks would offer Mike Conley a contract?
I don't know, because they're probably going to draft a point guard this year.
Yeah. LaMelo Ball and the Knicks, I actually like that.
I think they
need a guard. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Number four, the Houston Rockets. Very controversial team. What are our thoughts on Houston?
I'm not a fan of Houston, but I think they're going to make it out of the West. Because...
Whoa. Wait, what?
I don't...
Out of the West?
Here's my thing, though, right? I think they win against the Lakers. Oh, because I don't think the Lakers can hold up health-wise.
What do you mean?
I have them, too, in the West. Because I personally, from what I've seen, I don't know if I completely love Kawhi and George as a fit. They just seem to be like opposite kind of players.
They barely play together.
They're opposite or too similar.
They're very similar, but I feel like that's what makes them great because they can both do the same thing. They can both take the pressure off of each other. Plus, Kawhi can score more in the mid-range. Paul George can do more of the athletic dunking, three-point shooting kind of thing Paul George likes to do. Kawhi Leonard can take his mid-range shots. He can take his post-ups. Plus, they've got that bench offense. But that's not really what we're talking about, more like the Rockets. I really think that what this team's chances are going to either drastically go up or drastically go down, depending on how well Russell Westbrook plays. He is probably the biggest X factor in the NBA right now. If he plays like he traditionally has in the playoffs, this team might not make it past the second round. But if he plays the way he's been playing this season, they might win the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's going to depend solely on him. You know, James Harden can get his 37 points, 38 points that he gets a lot because he's just amazing at scoring and amazing at drawing fouls. But Russell Westbrook has just been so dominant the past couple games. And if he keeps this streak up in the playoffs, they might have a chance to do it.
Yep.
Okay.
We're going on to the
Clippers. Yep.
Yeah. Clippers, you know, they're going to be there. They're going to have a very good shot at winning, like coming out of the West. It's so hard to predict because, playoffs, I'm not scared of this team. I'm performing the playoffs, but, like, it's just going to be situational. Like, it's just going to be such a back and forth series. Like, if they play the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, I don't know if they're going to make a big run. I mean, they added Marcus Morris, who's a very good player, played very good for the Knicks. So I think they're one of the contending teams to win the title.
Yeah. Luke, you can go.
This is the Lakers, right? We're talking about
The Clippers.
Our Clipper. I think I mentioned before, I just don't know about the fit, but I also feel like they can pull it off. I'm not saying they can't. I just don't think that they have what it takes to win. I think all three of the teams, all four of the top four in the West have what it takes. But I feel like the only team that I think will do it are the Lakers or the Rockets. That's just my gut. That's what my gut tells me. But I wouldn't be shocked if the other two teams do.
Yeah.
I just personally don't see it happening.
I really do think that the Clippers are just, like, there's not really much to talk about here for me. They're just it speaks for themselves. You look at the depth, you look at the defense, it's just very hard to stop them on either end of the floor or actually score on them. I don't know what the proper terminology would be. But, yeah, they're just a dominant team.
Nuggets, now?
Yeah.
They're always overlooked, and Jokic is probably the most underrated player in the NBA. But I need to see more in the playoffs. Like, they're a great regular season team. I don't know if I trust them fully in the playoffs right now. I feel like they need to make like a trade in the off season to be considered 100%. Like, it might make the championship. But I really feel like they're better than a lot of people give them credit for.
Yeah. The Nuggets are the fifth member of my teams I think can win it. Like, the full list I'll give at the end really quickly. But I think that the Nuggets just have a great ball movement, you know. People talk about the lack of a playmaking guard. They don't need a playmaking guard. You have a playmaking center. You know, they might not have the star power, but they certainly have multiple players that can get their shot. Will Barton's having an underrated season.
They don't.
Yeah, Will Barton's having like 13 points.
They have. Jokic can take over. Last season, they almost made the Western Conference Finals, and they've had one more year to develop and gel. I think this team can be a very serious threat.
Yes.
Yeah.
They'll make the Western. As they're currently constructed, they can scare a team. I don't know if they can beat
the. Yeah, that's the only thing. I think they might be. I think this might be the old way team.
Yes.
I think this is like a team that, like, final. If they all win this year, I think they go on and make a blockbuster trade.
Yep. They try and trade for, like, Beal or something.
Yeah,
imagine Beal on this team. That would be insane.
That'd be nasty.
Yep. Okay. And the final team of this podcast for now, the Los Angeles Lakers.
I think it's similar to the Sixers in that if Anthony Davis stays healthy, they're a very good shot at winning it. But I don't believe in Anthony Davis to stay healthy.
Okay. They are going to make the finals. And they are. They're going to win. They're going to win. The LA Lakers are winning a championship. They have LeBron. They have 80. They got a good supporting cast around those players. Look. LeBron James is one of the best players, if not the best player we've ever seen touch a basketball court. AD, one of those generational talents that you don't see, you know, you don't see a lot these days. So I think even with those two players, they're winning the title. There's no way they don't. I'm fully buying in.
I'm not 100% bought into the Lakers like Lava is, but I certainly think
that they have the second best chance to win a championship. I'm going to reveal it now because you kind of gone over all the teams. I think the team with the best chance is the Clippers. The team with the second chance is the Lakers. Third would be the Bucks. The fourth would be either the Rockets or Celtics, depending on how either team plays, but their lack of a big is going to be a problem. And the fifth would be the Nuggets.
I have a Bucks, Lakers, Rockets, Clippers, Celtics.
Yeah. I really do think that the Lakers don't really have that many holes. Their defense is great. They have one of the best defenses in the league. And in the playoffs, they have proven contributors. Playoff Rondo is a real thing. LeBron has been to 9 finals. Anthony Davis hasn't really gotten a shot to prove himself, but his team upset the Blazers a couple years ago as they swept them back in 2017? 2017-2018 season. Dwight Howard, even though it's a completely different player, he at this point in his career, he definitely has playoff experience.
Yeah.
He made the finals with the Magic, made the playoffs multiple times with Lakers and Rockets and some other teams. So this team has a playoff experience. They have good role players, Avery Bradley, Danny Green. Their team has proven contributors, and I think that having guys who you know are going to produce in the playoffs is extremely valuable.
So, real quick, something
with that train cameo?
Something relating to what we were talking about earlier. There were rumblings that the Olympics are going to get delayed until later in the year.
Wouldn't be surprised.
And I think that might affect whether I think KD and Kyrie should play. Because if it gets super close to the season, I don't want another beginning of the season because of China fatigue, because the Olympics are in China or Japan in that area. It would be essentially the same kind of effect that it had. So I don't want that.
Yeah, I would rather if it gets delayed. I mean, already you're stretching it. You saw what Marc Gasol's never-ending summer of basketball led to.
Yep.
Where he just played in the Olympics and then – not in the Olympics, where he played in FIBA and then he played a couple other games, played in the finals, went to FIBA, played preseason, and he's missed most of the year.
Yep.
You just being already as early as it is, it's kind of pushing it. At a certain point, you do just need to get concerned and say, maybe you shouldn't be doing this, you know? Especially with their injury history, it's too risky.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Sorry about the little long hiatus. We'll be back either next week or real soon. Have a good one.
Peace.